The moment the door closed, I reached behind Sarah's head and undid the buckle on the ball gag. With my hands shaking so badly, it was more than a minute before I could pull it gently from her mouth and throw it across the room. She began wailing the moment I did. I sat on the bed and held her close to me, patting her on the head.
"I'm so sorry they hurt you," I said. "It's all my fault. You were right. We should have done what the DVD said."
But Sarah did not seem angry with me at all. From her next question, I knew she was now thinking mostly about what was to come.
"Jess," she said in a quivering voice, "that man, Brian, do you think he really is going to rape me?"
I took several seconds before I answered. Earlier, I had promised Sarah that I would not allow that to happen. Now I forced myself to admit that I would not be able to prevent it. I did not want to lie to her again.
"Yes, I think he probably will,"
I said as softly and as kindly as I could while trying to stop crying myself.
"Will it hurt?" "Maybe a little, honey. But if you do what he tells you to, it probably won't be much worse than any other time you've had sex,"
I said as I dried Sarah's tears with the sleeve of my sweater.
"I'm a virgin,"
Sarah said in a voice so quiet I could barely hear her.
I lied to you about all those guys I've slept with. You are a senior. I'm a freshman. I was excited to have such a sexy, sophisticated roommate. I wanted you to think I was cool and experienced, too. I let one guy finger me once, but that's it. I was gonna suck his penis, but I chickened out when it got near my lips. Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah. Did it hurt your first time?
Well, not really. No, my first time was a disaster. It was my boyfriend's first time too, so he came in the condom the second he got the tip in.
The moment I said it, I knew I had made a mistake. I had meant to continue talking simply because it seemed to calm Sarah down a little bit, but now her eyes went very wide again.
"Oh God, Jess! Do you think he will use a condom?"
I forced myself to tell the truth again.
"No, I don't think so, honey." "Is he gonna come inside me?" she sobbed. "Yes, I think he probably will." "No! I'm scared, Jess. Will you hold me for a while?"
Sarah asked.
"Of course, honey," I said.
I let her lay her head on my shoulder, and I hugged her as she continued to cry onto my sweater. She held her blouse closed with both hands. I could see the time on her wristwatch. We sat there for more than an hour, and her sobbing eventually subsided. I was fairly certain it would begin again soon.
"Honey, it's 1:45 now,"
I said, praying I would not have to explain why this piece of information was important.
"Oh, okay, I have to."
Sarah did not finish her sentence. She obviously did not want to vocalize what she had to do. She stood up, but did not yet begin removing her clothing. Her face had turned bright red.
"Jess, I know you were supposed to help rape me. What do you think Brian will make you do?"
"I'm not sure. I think he will want to see us both humiliated. That is why you're supposed to lie on the bed like the woman in the DVD said. It is why they gave us our names, to humiliate us." "Is 3 holes a humiliating..." "Oh,
I understand, said Jess quietly. Jess, I don't want them to hurt me again. Please promise you will do what they say.
I promise. I'm so sorry, Sarah. I don't want to do it.
It's okay. I understand.
Sarah opened her blouse and took it off very slowly. She dropped it to the ground. Her ruined bra followed. I could tell that it hurt her to move as she slipped it off. I gasped when I saw the side of her left breast. It was already turning black and blue. She rolled down her knee socks and took them off. Her fingers slipped into her skirt and began to pull it down, but stopped.
Jess, can I use your panties to put in my mouth? I would not have though it possible for her face to turn redder than it already was, but it did. I guess so, but why? I asked, startled. I peed in my own panties when my blouse was cut open, she said, obviously ashamed of herself. I can't put them in my mouth now. Oh, of course, honey. I'll give you mine, I said. I undid my jeans and quickly pulled them off. I slipped off my own white cotton panties and handed them to Sarah, trying not to look at her, as I did so to save her from embarrassment. I pulled my jeans back on as Sarah removed her skirt and her own panties. I noticed she used her skirt to clean between her legs. As she lay down on the bed, I saw new tears begin to form at the corners of her eyes. She looked at her watch. Apparently, there were only a few seconds remaining until 2 o'clock, because she immediately stuffed my panties into her mouth and laid her hands at her side, palms down. She bent her knees and spread her legs wide as directed by "Please rape my pussy." Her vulva was completely vulnerable. Her body began quivering as though she was shivering from cold. It was easy to see that she desperately wanted to close her legs again. I stood next to the bed as the door was pulled open. Brian entered the room and closed the door behind him. He walked in and sat on the foot of the bed, staring directly between Sarah's legs. "Three holes. Come sit next to me on the bed here," he said in an evil, kind voice. I sat down next to him. "Look at cunt's cunt. Do you think it is a nice cunt?" "Yes," I said. "It is very nice."
"You did not actually look," he said. "Now I have to punish you, which means I hurt her." He stood up and leaned over Sarah with one hand on the bed. With his other hand, he pinched Sarah's left nipple and twisted. Sarah tried and failed to scream. I saw her hands flinch as though she were about to move them from her side. She stopped herself just in time.
"No, stop, please," I yelled.
"Wanna try again?"
he asked as he sat down on the bed once more.
I stared directly at Sarah's vulva and made sure that Brian could see me staring at it.
"She has a very nice cunt."
"Why is it a nice cunt? Describe it. Be thorough."
She keeps her pubic hair very nicely trimmed. A narrow black strip above her vulva. She has very large dark labia. She also has a large clitoris, which is partially covered by a hood."
"Does she appear to be sexually excited right now? Be honest, or I will have to punish you again."
"Yes, She appears to be very sexually excited. She is obviously very wet right now.
Yes, she is wet. She likes it when we look at her cunt. I avoided looking at Sarah's face, but I could hear what she was crying again. Tears began forming in my own eyes as well. Three holes. Have you ever seen a pornographic magazine before?
Yes, I have.
In all pornographic magazines, there are sluts who display their cunts to the world. In many of the pictures, these sluts use their fingers to do something to their cunts so as to make the pictures more arousing. If you use your fingers to do this something to cunt's cunt, it will be very humiliating for her. Do it to her cunt now or there will be punishment.
Shocked, I realized exactly what Brian wanted me to do. But I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Brian leaned forward and reached to pinch Sarah's nipple again.
No, stop. I think I understand.
I leaned forward and gently pinched Sarah's left labia between the thumb and pointer finger of my right hand. I pinched her right labia between my thumb and pointer finger on my left hand. I then pulled her labia apart and held them like that. It was the first time I had ever touched another woman like this, though I would never admit it to Sarah. I had often wondered what it would feel like to touch another woman between her legs like this. It was slippery. I felt a trickle of my own wetness run down my leg. Good. Hold her like that while I finger her. I want to see how tight she is, said Brian casually. He leaned forward and placed a finger on Sarah's opening. I made sure to keep her widespread. Sarah's whole body began to shake violently in anticipation of being violated. But she left her hands at her side. Without warning, Brian slammed his finger into my friend. She was sobbing more than ever now. Brian pulled his finger out. This is going to be fun. You may let go now. I let go of my friend, disgusted with myself for what I had done. I saw her labia snap back together as though they were made of rubber. I'm going to rape her now, said Brian as he began removing his clothes. Where do you think she least wants me to come? That is where I will come. My mind flashed back to the question Sarah had asked me earlier, and I made a split-second decision. Trying my very best to sound as though I were reluctant to answer, I said, I think
because her left breast is so sore now, she probably doesn't want you to come there. Come on her left breast.
Brian finished removing his clothing. He was without a doubt the sexiest man I had ever seen in real life. I could have done my laundry on his stomach muscles. Her left breast, huh? He said, leaning over to look at it. You're right, it sure does look sore. Without warning, he drew back his hand and slapped Sarah where she had already been bruised.
No, don't hurt her, please, I screamed.
You should learn to be a better liar, he said. Try again.
Her vagina. Come in her vagina.
Her cunt, huh? How do you know she does not want me to come there?
Because earlier she said she was scared of you coming inside of her.
Okay, her cunt it is. You stand beside the bed and watch while I rape her. I stood and looked down at my helpless friend. Brian knelt between Sarah's legs and put his hands under her buttocks. He lifted her until her vulva was level with his penis. I saw Sarah look between her legs. She was clearly terrified. She knew she was about to be penetrated for the very first time, and she had to lie there and let it happen. I am sure Sarah could not help but notice that Brian's penis, about 9 inches long and as thick as my wrist, was clearly too big for her. I wanted to say, "Please go slowly, she is a virgin," but I kept my mouth shut. I knew it would probably only make Brian more excited. Brian pushed into my friend with one swift, savage motion, and Sarah's back buckled.
"Oh, Sarah, I'm so sorry," I mouthed to her.
Brian began pumping her relentlessly. "Three holes. Your friend here is a great fuck. Really, really tight. Is she a virgin by any chance?"
"Yes, she is a virgin,"
I cried as Brian continued to pound her. "Oh, yes. I love virgin cunt. Oh, my goodness. I think she's enjoying it. She's coming. I can feel her cunt squeezing my cock." I watched Sarah's body and I saw that Brian was not lying. I had had enough orgasms to recognize the way she was trembling. Sarah's body was betraying her. Brian continued his pounding. "Here we go, cunt. I'm coming. Now." I looked at Sarah's face, saw her eyes, and knew she could feel that warm, sticky feeling spreading through her vagina. Brian pulled out of her abruptly and stood up. He picked up his clothes from the floor and said, "That was amazing." Sarah continued to lie in the bed without moving. She did not remove my panties from her mouth. I could see Brian's cum dripping from her vulva. "It is now 2:30 in the morning," he said. "Three holes. At 9 o'clock in the morning, a letter will be slipped under the door. It will contain instructions for your rape. It will begin at noon, and cunt will assist. Be sure to follow the instructions exactly. Have a good night. Cunt, you may move however you like now." Brian walked out of the room, holding his clothes in his hands. Sarah pulled my panties out of her mouth and began wailing once more.